There's an editorial in the British Medical Journal that's been making the rounds among local doctors. It reads in part, "Murder is an emotive word. In law, it requires premeditation. Death must be deemed to be unlawful. How could murder apply to failures of a pandemic response? Perhaps it can't and never will, but it is worth considering. And politicians and experts say that they are willing to allow tens of thousands of premature deaths for the sake of population immunity or in the hope of propping up the economy. Is that not premeditated and reckless indifference to human life? If policy failures lead to recurrent and mistimed lockdowns, who is responsible for the resulting non-COVID excess deaths? When politicians willfully neglect scientific advice, international and historical experience, and their own alarming statistics and modeling, because to act goes against their political strategy or ideology, is that lawful?" The editorial defines social murder as the lack of political attention to social determinants and inequities that exacerbate the pandemic. It adds, "If not murder, or a crime against humanity, are we seeing involuntary manslaughter, misconduct in public office, or criminal negligence? Laws on political misconduct or negligence are complex," it says, "and are not designed to react to unprecedented events. But as more than 2 million people have died, we must not look on impotently as elected representatives around the world remain unaccountable and unrepentant." It observes that from the United States to India, from the United Kingdom to Brazil, people feel vulnerable and betrayed by the failure of their leaders. The over 400,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S., 250,000 in Brazil, 150,000 each in India and Mexico, and 100,000 in the U.K. comprise half of the world's COVID death toll, on the hands of only 5 nations. Donald Trump, it says, was a political determinant of health who damaged scientific institutions. He suffered electoral defeat, but does Trump remain unaccountable now that he is out of office? Bolsonaro, Modi, and Johnson have had their competence questioned in differing ways. The editorial adds, "More than a few countries have failed in their response to the virus. The global missteps are many and well documented by the Independent Panel for Pandemic Preparedness and Response. On this score, the BMJ expresses the view. On this score, the BMJ expresses the view that the global picture doesn't absolve individual leaders and governments from responsibility. It says that many of the independent panel's conclusions place the blame squarely at the doorsteps of rulers, although you'll be hard-pressed to find a single politician who has admitted responsibility for the extent of premature death, let alone resigned. Several have expressed contrition, but it says sorry rings hollow as deaths rise and policies that will save lives are deliberately avoided, delayed, or mishandled." And the media hasn't been left out of this scathing editorial by the British Medical Journal. It adds that the media might help here, remembering their duty to speak truth to power, to hold elected officials accountable. And yet, much of the media is complicit too, trapped in ideological silos that see the pandemic through a lens of political tribalism, worried about telling pandemic truths to their readers and viewers, owners and political friends. In fact, truth has become dispensable as politicians and their allies are allowed to lie, mislead, and repaint history with barely a hint of a challenge from journalists and broadcasters. Anybody who dares to speak truth to power is unpatriotic, disloyal, or a hardliner. And it points out what happens in the UK, where it says, for example, ministers interact with the media through what it calls sanitized interviews, stage-managed press conferences, off-the-record briefings to favored correspondents, and when the going gets tough, by simply refusing to appear. It concludes, it is this environment that has allowed COVID denial to flourish, for unaccountability to prevail, and for the great lies of world-beating pandemic responses to be spun. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.